This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The British Parliament, much like the American Congress, is on its Easter recess, which means Britain's long-running agony over Brexit is on the back burner for a week or so. It's a welcome respite for the Brits, I'm sure, but comedians across the European Union know a good source of material when they see it, especially in Germany, where television shows have regularly been having a good laugh at the whole thing. But a handful of leading German economists say the UK is not alone in bearing responsibility for that fiasco. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard is on it.
Order!
Britain's parliamentary pantomime has caused endless merriment in Germany, where TV shows pour scorn on bumbling, bungling British politicians.
Boris Johnson, ex-außenminister und völlig durchgeknallter Brexit-Hardliner. Yeah.
This satirical show's had great fun taunting the UK over its political disarray and jeering at the claim that Britain will prosper outside the bloc because it makes some of the best products in the world. The best products? Cried the host.
British humor sein.
That must be the famous British sense of humour, he said. But largely unheard under all the derision over Britain's Brexit fiasco, some of Germany's top economists have been saying the Brits are not entirely to blame for the shambles. For example, for the failure to sign up to the withdrawal agreement.
It's understandable that the UK didn't want to sign up to this.
Professor Gabriel Felbermayr, head of the Kiel Institute for the World Economy in northern Germany.
You know, if I ask myself, what would a German parliament do? How would they decide? I would think they would have done the same thing.
It was coercive, he says, for the EU to impose a two-stage deal whereby the UK pays a $50 billion exit fee up front without a guaranteed free trade agreement with the bloc.
The UK would give away a lot of bargaining chips anyway. I mean, if we settle the financial bill, for example, if that is already given away, what is the clout of the UK in the second step?
Another top economist, Professor Marcel Fratscher, head of the DIW Institute in Berlin, also says it's understandable the Brits have rejected the withdrawal agreement.
Because it did not leave them a free choice about the permanent agreement between the European Union and the UK.
Fratscher, Felbermayr and a handful of other German economists believe that the EU should start afresh and adopt a more accommodating approach to Brexit. But Michael Wolgemuth of the Open Europe think tank says this is still a minority view in Germany. Most of the German people back the EU's hardline approach.
Some in Germany would even think that without the Brits, the European continent and its integration can go further and will be better served.
Should I stay or should I go?
But while that satirical TV show lampoons with this song British dithering over Brexit, there is a danger here for Germany. The UK is a major export market for German goods. A no-deal Brexit, says Anna Andrada of the Economist Intelligence Unit, could, along with the slowdown in China and other factors, hit the German economy.
If a lot of negative shocks take place, meaning a hard Brexit, if Donald Trump decides to increase tariffs on imported autos, then all of this could definitely bring the German economy into a recession.
The clock is ticking. Seid ihr raus!
And then Brexit might not prove quite so hilarious after all. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.